My name is Eric, and welcome to the first show of 2023, The Craziness That Lives Inside My Head.
I don't know where you come from.
This is the start of the new year, 2023. I started doing this podcast in 2020 during COVID. And as you know, in 2023, COVID is still hanging around. But I did want to talk about something very interesting. I was talking to these young kids, and I mentioned them about, in my day, the doctors came to us. I remember that I was kind of been around 4 or 5 years old, and I got the measles, the red measles, you know, with the red spots all over your head. And my grandmother called the doctor, and he told her, I remember this, not to have the lights on, because it could be very dangerous, because if the measles gets into your eyes, keep it dark, and he'll be right there. And then he did come with his little black, you heard, I'm quite sure young people back in the 50s, the doctor with the black bag, came with the black bag, had a stethoscope and his blood pressure thing, and he came to us. My aunt got sick, my grandmother called up, and the doctor came to her. So back in the day, when I was coming up, doctors did house calls. Now, I do remember that he also had office hours. And if you couldn't make his office hours, and it was, depends on how serious it is, he would come to you after his office hours. He had office hours and he had visiting hours. I do remember this. It wasn't until I got into maybe 12 or 13 years old that I think they stopped doing house calls. I think what happened is it got too busy, you know. That was easier for them to stay in their office and have people come to them. I think they could see more people that way. And plus, it's less expensive on the gas. And that's when I remember going to my first doctor office. It was when I was in my early teens. But prior to that, I was used for the doctors come to us. I do remember one time, though, I was in junior high school, and I got sent home by the nurse. I was in school, and I think the doctor, I think they called the doctor, and I got home, because they told me to go straight to bed, and the doctor did come to my house. I had the measles again. I had the German measles and the red measles. I also had the chicken pox. When I had the chicken pox when I was younger, the doctor did come to the house. Diagnosed me with chicken pox, so I couldn't go to school. You know, that was great. But I just want to mention that, because it dawned on me with all the sickness going around, and with COVID, it made so ridiculous to see a doctor. I remember when COVID came around, when we got shut down, I had doctor's appointment, and I was shocked because we were shut down, but still my doctor. The nurse, she called my house. You know, you have an appointment, and you have to go by protocol, which means I get to the doctor's office, stay in my car, call them. I didn't have to call them. Just text them, and they'll let me know. They'll text me back and let me know when to come into the office. So I did that, and then when I, you know, obviously when I get, nobody's in the office but just me and the nurse and the doctor. They did that during COVID. And ever since then, seeing a doctor is kind of ridiculous. When I had my urologist, I used to call the office and make an appointment. You can't do that anymore. They have an answering service. Now, they don't even have an answering service. They have a service that does the scheduling. And I would call the number. And the computer will come on and says, well, leave your name and phone number and your birth date, and we'll call you back for scheduling. Then we can schedule. 2 days later, they call me back. I'm like, it takes 2 days for me to make a schedule. I mean, whatever happened that, you just call up and you talk to the nurse. She's right there and you make a schedule. This is after COVID. This is post-COVID now. Not post-COVID. Now they claim, I don't know how true this is, but they claim that they don't have enough staff to do all this. Everywhere I see, they don't have enough staff. Not only do the doctors don't have enough staff. I mean, every time I look, Chick-fil-A looking for somebody. McDonald's looking. Everybody got these signs. Well, where is everybody? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, not to be cruel, but when 2020 came and we was locked down, they claimed it was all the old people falling and, you know, dying. They ain't say nothing but no young people. I mean, young people did, but majority of them was old people. So where are all these young people who had all these jobs? Where are they? I'm just saying, food for thought. I have a friend who said, well, nobody wants to work today. Why work when the government's going to pay to keep you home? Government ain't paying me to keep me home. I still got to get out there and make money to pay those hospital bills. Anyway, food for thought. In the old days, the doctors came to me. They did house calls. They don't do that anymore. My name is Eric. And thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.